Hey cuties, welcome to your weekly reality TV history lesson where our hosts Anna and Charlotte explore the roots of today's most popular reality shows. So sit back, relax, and try not to flip any tables because class is in session. Welcome back to reality.
Hi.
Hi.
Welcome back.
It's us.
Back to reality.
Bitches.
It's time to wrap up
the Real Housewives of New Jersey with one of the most boring reunions.
Yeah, it's really rough, you guys. But we have to cover it.
Yeah, we have to cover it. But the finale was like way more interesting.
Yeah. Yeah.
Although the Caroline cringe on this one is so bad.
No. The crying, the smiling, oh, the dramatics. Like,
wow. Oh, it's my fucking God. Really
the
bad.
The storytelling. God, she's a lot.
It's like she's fucking single.
Yeah. And I 100% believe this could have been one episode.
Yeah.
How are you going to give us six episodes and two reunions?
Very bizarre.
I hated it.
Now they have the longer seasons. Like, what was the latest reunion? Like, three parts of New Jersey?
Yeah, but like 19 episodes. Yeah. So
double the episodes.
Yeah, so there's a lot more to cover. Mm-hmm. Where here, there really wasn't that much to cover.
Not that much.
No. Let's talk about the decor, the ambiance of the place.
Like, I know that, it's the first season of The Housewives. We're making sure it sticks. Because if you notice, like, the first seasons of everything, the camera quality is, like, a piece of shit.
Mm-hmm.
And then by the next season, it's, like, normal.
Mm-hmm.
So, wow. They really said less is more for the set of the Real Housewives of New Jersey season one reunion.
Yeah.
First of all, the couches. You know, we have the couches, Andy in the middle. Okay, but then we have the background, which is blue.
The ugliest shade of blue imaginable. Blue,
like a bright...
Almost like a powder blue, but like darker.
But a little more dark, yes.
Yeah. It was actually the exact color of Caroline's eyes.
Hmm.
Take a look at that next time you watch.
Take a look at me.
Yeah.
It was me.
Look at me.
Look at me.
I did it. I told them. So you got the ugliest shade of blue. The floor was giant checker print.
Giant black and white checker print. Oh, hello.
Hi.
Giant black and white checker print.
So bad.
For what? Did they take it from Teresa's bankroll?
No.
I mean house.
Absolutely. All white furniture. With red, white, and blue chandeliers.
Like, multiple of the same chandelier, just different colors.
And staggered.
Very strange.
It was so fucking
weird.
And
then, like, a big fucking thing of, like, roses.
Yellow.
On the table. Yellow?
What's happening? I don't know.
Like, I know it was, like, 2008.
Yeah.
But, my God.
Yeah. And the lighting.
Horrible.
Oh, my God. There was lighting coming from the back. And you can tell because you see all the frizz
hairs.
On everyone's hair.
Yep.
So bad.
Really?
And I think Dina and the girls that were sitting with Dina looked fine from the front. But Teresa and Danielle were sitting next to each other. And their makeup looked so bad. Because the light was so bad on them.
Harsh.
You could see every pore, every hair, every peach fuzz.
Yes.
It was really harsh. It
really.
Was really, really bad.
Really not good.
It was really not good. It was terrible, terrible,
so
terrible.
So they put a lot of effort into this reunion.
Yeah. What were your first thoughts of the girls? Like how they were dressed, what they looked like?
We have Teresa and Jacqueline both pregnant.
Mm-hmm.
I thought Dina looked great as always.
Mm-hmm.
Caroline, typical fucking grandma outfit.
Did they tell her to wear the worst color to go against the blue background?
Yeah.
Wear fucking hot pink.
Caroline, like, now I have to go back and re-look because, like...
She's wearing, like, a tea dress.
Yes.
Like, a flared, like, ankle-length fucking hot pink tea dress.
Like, what are you doing?
And everyone's wearing the fucking ugliest, gaudiest jewelry.
Ugliest. Like... Danielle's earrings, tragic. What is that? Teresa's statement. The statement necklaces
need
to stop.
It was like the time for that, for sure.
Dina looks the most normal.
For sure.
Jacqueline has the bump it on full display.
Mm-hmm.
Have to for this.
And Caroline, the fucking contrast of Caroline's Ronald McDonald hair.
Oh, my God.
Against that blue.
The blue.
Is giving me a fucking
headache. Caroline's necklace looks like she got it from the Pretty Pretty Princess game.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I definitely have that in my fucking
and the dress
closet.
Probably too.
Oh God, it's horrible.
Like, it's really terrible.
I had a private shopping experience at Bonnie's or whatever the fuck. Like, really? Because it looks like you definitely got that off the same rack I got my eighth grade formal dress
absolutely
off of at JCPenney's.
Absolutely.
And that was tragic.
Mm-hmm.
It was a tragic dress.
We start right off with the clip from the supper.
Yep.
I love how we see all the reactions in the corner. Yeah. Everyone looks fucking mortified.
Yes.
Once the clip is over, no one even has anything to say. They are all fucking embarrassed.
That they had to relive that again.
They are hella embarrassed. Understandable. They do discuss it a little bit, but they're totally calm about it. Mm-hmm. Everyone is calm and put together.
It's like they've had time to let it set in.
For sure. And watch themselves over and over again and probably want to kill themselves.
Mm-hmm.
Imagine the first time seeing yourself on TV. It's probably traumatic.
I could not imagine.
No. Now I probably wouldn't show up.
It's just like second nature.
Yeah.
But like the first time, I would fucking die.
Mm-hmm.
I would die.
You know, there's so many of them. Like, I feel like Melissa is one of them. A lot of the girls claim that they don't watch the show. Mm-hmm. How could you not?
How could you not? Right. How could you not?
How could you not?
I don't know.
I would need to know instantly what I look like.
Right.
What I sound like.
What everyone's going to be like talking about.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, my God.
I know.
Crazy.
A lot of them claim that they don't watch the show, but.
And then they kind of, for the rest of this reunion and next, they kind of just split the girls up and do like a full segment on Teresa, mm-hmm. a full segment on Dina, and Danielle gets the whole second episode. So we get Teresa's segment first. It's really all about her boobs.
Yeah.
Like, the whole fucking thing is about her boobs. And in between us watching these clips, Andy will ask questions from the viewers.
Yeah.
So once we see the segment on the boobies, he asks out of nowhere, Dina, he asks her if Tommy exists. Someone wants to know if Tommy even exists. She says he doesn't want any part of the show, and she's fine with that. You know, he's just working. They have breakfast together every day, and that's it.
He's in the mafia.
Yeah. No word on that. Because, you know, him and Al both own the same business, and we see Albert quite a lot.
And somehow we do not see Tommy at all.
Except in those pictures.
Weird.
It's so fucking weird. Then they cut back to Teresa. We get a whole overview of Teresa throughout the season.
Yep.
They talk about her and Joe's relationship, how they've known each other forever, how they started dating when she was, like, in her mid-20s, and it just kind of, like,
blossomed
over time. Andy gives her a hard time about her comments about people's houses skeeving her out.
Yep.
She says some people just aren't very cleanliness.
Just cleanliness.
You know, they don't have their cleanliness.
Oh my God.
It's so bad.
How are you that fucking dumb?
I don't know. She's trying to sound smart too. It's kind of sad.
Oh.
And then we get a little clip from Jill from New York City, her blog talking shit about Teresa raising spoiled brats.
Not Jill, please.
I know. They talk about Jill like 10 times in this reunion.
Weird.
Just talking
shit about the girls.
She must have, like, New York was probably really big at this time, and she probably just had a really popular blog.
No, they forced them all to have blogs.
Isn't that crazy?
Yes, that's so fucking
hers must have been just like the popular. Juiciest.
Yeah.
Yeah, she probably talked the most shit.
Yeah, Jill is not afraid to say shit.
Yeah. And Teresa's just like, I don't care. My parents gave me everything I wanted. I'm not a spoiled brat. Yeah, you turned out great. Turned out great, honey. Then we go down memory lane for Jacqueline. She sobs because, of course, it's all about her issues with Ashley, her issues getting pregnant. Yeah, just so she's literally sobbing. She can barely even talk after that. We do get a short segment about Danielle, and while we're watching her face while she reacts, she's like sinking deeper and deeper into the couch. Like, she's literally like this.
Yeah.
When they're done. Inside the couch, and Teresa's sitting up. It looks so weird. She looks like, I don't know, just like a scared little animal. It's so fucking weird. This is where Danielle kind of asks the other girls on the other side of the couch if they were fighting just because of the Danielle stuff or if they had other stuff going on.
Issues.
And all three of the girls have different answers.
Yeah.
Jacqueline says there were stuff going on beforehand. Dina says, no, it's all Danielle. And I was totally on Danielle's side for this because a person can't make two other people fight unless there's a reason. Jacqueline trying to be Switzerland between everyone is definitely the root of the fight.
Yeah.
And not because of Danielle.
Right.
I was totally on Danielle's side there. Then we talk about the Gaylord. We have to address the Gaylord in the room. It's Andy. No, I'm just kidding.
True.
Teresa can't shut up with the fucking word vomit, talking about how Joe fucking loves gay people.
It's like, oh
he
my
sucked
God.
A dick in high school. He can't be homophobic. No. But literally, she can't stop talking about how we know so many gay people. Caroline's piping it up over here, saying that her brother's gay and Joe accepts him with open arms. My God, they just cannot stop.
When the show premiered, there was a gay guy at our house.
Yeah.
Just one. There was a gay guy there.
Fucking and Danielle,
she was cracking up.
Danielle literally starts crying. My best friend.
Okay.
27 years is gay.
Yeah.
Like, and Teresa goes, are you crying? And Danielle goes, no, I'm okay. And Teresa's like, okay, good. It was so funny. It was so funny. She's like putting on such a fucking show.
They all, of course. Oh, God. It's like her and Caroline are the worst.
No, it's so bad. So I'm glad that Andy did say something, because his opinion is the only one that matters in this room as a gay person. Yep. What did you think? He said it was offensive, but he does agree that he finds it offensive because he doesn't know Joe. If he knew Joe well, maybe it would be different. Yeah. But he's just seeing this asshole on TV call someone a gaylord. That was like the first time we saw Joe, too. Yeah. It's like, what the fuck?
Mm-hmm.
And Teresa can't just say okay.
Okay, right.
She's got to keep fucking going.
She has to have the last word. She has to be right. It's like, oh, well, we had a gay person over and he thought it was funny and everyone's stupid that got offended.
Mm-hmm.
Like, Teresa, just shut the fuck up and admit that, okay, maybe it was a little offensive.
Seriously.
That's all you have to do.
That's it. And just say okay.
She's Italian. They don't do that well.
I know. No. Especially Teresa. Oh my God.
Yeah.
Then we get a Christopher and Albie segment. I mean, oh, that's Caroline, actually. This is supposed to be about Caroline. Her snooze fest. This is when Andy asks about the mob connections.
Oh my
God. Because apparently all the papers.
The papers. And when we tell you, this triggers Caroline.
Oh my God.
Caroline is fucking triggered. Okay?
Triggered.
She was triggered before being triggered was a thing.
Yeah. Caroline, we talked so much about this already. Do we have to talk about it again?
Yeah, just a little bit.
Caroline tells us a whole fucking story.
The whole story of how her father-in-law got murdered. No mob connections,
though. Senselessly.
Senselessly. They still are trying to connect the whys and the ifs and the whens and the blah, 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 blah.
But it was absolutely not.
Absolutely no mob connection. You know, people, he just got murdered. He just got murdered.
He was just naked and bound by a stranger.
In a trunk of a car.
That's a normal.
That got killed by an opposing crime family, but it's fine.
Mm-hmm.
And Dina is so uncomfortable during this.
Yeah.
You can see that, well, she's crying initially, and then Caroline just keeps fucking going. She tells the story about how Al fucking went and got a ring. It was fucking what, shaped like a birthday cake or something?
Yeah, because it was her birthday, or his father was found on her 22nd birthday.
And the ring was like a cake? Like,
yeah, it was shaped like a birthday cake.
Weird.
For her birthday.
How the fuck does that even work? I'm interested.
It was custom, but we'll never see it because
it was
someone broken and robbed
them. Someone broke and robbed them, but no,
definitely nobody in the mob.
Ties, definitely not. No ties.
I love that. I am small, but I am scrappy, and I will go nose to nose, head toe to toe,
toe to toe,
head to head, tit to tit, bow to bow, knee to knee,
knee to knee,
crotch to crotch,
eye to eye, tooth to fucking tooth. I'll go head to head with anybody who wants to debate me on that.
It's just
you
like,
don't want to mess with me.
You don't want to mess with me.
Dina's literally begging her to shut the fuck up.
She's
at
like,
this point.
Like, it's irrelevant. We don't need to be talking about this. It's like, we signed up for the show, not these people. Yeah.
And Caroline just like keeps going on this tangent about how her father-in-law was murdered and how she's proud to be a Manzo.
Mm-hmm.
He was my father.
Albert Tiny Manzo was a good man. He was larger than life in every sense of the word. Oh my God.
So bad.
And we talked about this before we started recording, but I will just say we both have the speculation that Caroline's going so hard because she really believes what she's saying.
Yeah.
And Dina knows,
that
a little bit more of the truth.
Yeah.
And
for sure.
Yeah. And that's why Caroline still to this day is fucking protecting these fucking assholes.
These fucking people, even at the expense of her fucking sister.
Yep.
And the relationship with her.
Yep. And for some reason, Bravo thought this was a great way to wrap up part one.
Yep.
Like, when this was over, I was like, are you fucking kidding me? We got nothing out of that.
Nothing.
Nothing.
It, and that's why it's one of the most boring reunions ever.
I know. Going on to part two of the reunion, this is the Danielle episode. It's all about fucking Danielle. We open with the question, is Dina a bitch? Andy asks her straight up, are you a bitch? And Dina kind of explains herself a little bit. She says, you know, on TV, she just gets a little bit shy. And when she feels overwhelmed, she just kind of shuts down. And that's why she comes off like a bitch. Mm-hmm. Which I can relate to that a little bit, honestly. I don't think she's a bitch.
No. I think she just, you know, she's not
the truth fucking hurts sometimes, honestly. Yep. And when people are straight up, sometimes it comes across that way.
Yep, I totally agree.
Like, you know who's a bitch? Fucking Danielle. Yeah. Teresa.
They're all bitches.
Even Caroline. Mm-hmm. Jacqueline becomes a bitch. She becomes the worst bitch of all of them. Mm-hmm. Spoiler alert.
Yep.
Because that's what happens when you're too nice. When you're like Dina, the difference between Dina and the rest of the girls, the rest of the girls have their moments of pure fucking insanity on this show where nothing makes sense. They can't form a sentence. They look fucking crazy. They don't get their words out properly. And then they have times when they're trying to play nice, blah, blah, blah. Yeah. Like two sides of the spectrum where Dina, exactly the same, no matter what's going on.
Yeah.
And that's the way to be.
Yep. It's true.
It's a much easier way to live life.
Yeah.
I think so.
Yeah. Yep.
We talk about Danielle hooking up with Don Johnson. Who the fuck is Don Johnson?
Right.
Her smile, she's like,
no, not the
maybe. No, she's so excited that Andy is asking her about fucking some who a famous guy. Don Johnson? Don Johnson,
let's look him up quickly. Don Johnson, an American actor.
Okay, probably from like the 1930s. Okay. Whoa, Danielle.
Really bagged one there.
She just loved it. She loved talking about how hot she is. They bring up the fact that she overshares with her daughters.
Absolutely, she does.
To see how she feels about that. And she says, they're not 4 and 9 anymore. Jillian's literally 10.
Jillian's 10.
So...
4 and 9. Like, what?
And then they were talking about how she was talking on TV about having phone sex and how she lets her kids watch the show, so therefore her kids know she had phone sex.
Yeah.
She's like, my children do not know what phone sex is. And Andy's like, your daughter's 15. She goes, 15 and a half.
Okay. And?
She knows what phone sex is. And she goes, well, whatever. I'd love for them to have phone sex. It's the safest sex you can have.
That's
like, Danielle, you're
just shut up.
Shut the fuck up.
Oh my God.
Say yes, you're embarrassed for saying you had phone sex on TV.
Just say yes. Because she was talking about it, they were like, do the girls know? She's like, no, I don't tell them that. Well, you did.
Yeah. And then there was another piece where Teresa asked her, like, the girls know you had sex with them? And she goes, okay. Like, want her to shut up about it. Like, yeah, because you fuck him probably really loud, so your girls know. So you could come out of the room and be like, girls, I want better for you guys. You got to save it for your husband.
You got to save it for
you. You don't want to be fucking these fucking crusties. I'm fucking
hustling these people for you.
I'm trying to have someone save us here, okay? My pussy's sore.
My fucking knight in shining armor.
Yeah.
Rescuing me.
Yeah. Her constantly telling her girls that they're reserved for their husbands grosses me the fuck out.
It's like, just stop.
Reserved?
That's gross.
That's disgusting. Yeah. Danielle plays a victim card saying that she just wants what the other girls have.
Yeah.
Boo fucking who?
Boo hoo.
Then we start addressing the book.
Yeah.
Andy's listing all the things and she's just saying, not going to talk about that. Not going to address that. You're going to have to buy my book to find that out. Nice promotion.
Yeah.
A little bit of a plug there.
Spoiler alert.
And she says, she starts to get into her life before the book stuff. You know, we don't deserve to know what happened 24 years ago, but we do deserve to know that she was raped when she was 8 years old, brutally abused by every man in her life. She left the house really young. She's had to hustle her whole life. And honestly, I believe all that. Seeing the way she is today, like, she obviously had to have a pretty fucked up life. Yeah. So I believe all of that. Yeah. I don't think anything is an excuse to be the way she is, but it made me understand her a little bit more. But I do think it's crazy that she cannot talk about what's in that book 24 years ago. But no one deserves to know that, because that's something that would make her look really bad. Mm-hmm. We could talk about how she was such a victim.
Every trauma, everything that happened to her that went wrong in her life, that's really an intimate thing to share, but okay.
We wrap up to
the Caroline.
I love my family, and I will protect them with everything I have. But what
Just so everyone knows, that is Caroline crying, not having a seizure, not like having a mental, well, maybe having a mental break, but
not hearing that someone died.
Not hearing that someone died. She's
like, the fact that Dina is not crying over that, you should probably
just shut the fuck up.
And of course, when I first watched the season, I had to look up what the incident was that they were talking about, because
was it when they called Christopher the F word?
No.
Oh yeah.
That's the next season. That's with Danny.
That's with Danny. Sorry, I'm getting confused. Come on. We were watching it at your house that one day.
No, this is about the fact that apparently Danielle got word from someone at Chateau that Dina's ex-husband did not want Lexi to be on the show. So when Danielle started talking to producers and like seeing what was going to be aired, she reached out to Dina's ex-husband to tell him all the stuff about, you know, like Lexi shopping for bras and going on vacation and showing her room and all this stuff, like that Lexi was really involved in the show. And she started giving him all the contacts to people at the show to make it so Lexi couldn't be on the show. And it went way bigger than that, where then the dad was threatening to like get custody of the daughter if she was still on the show. And that's why we don't see Lexi.
Oh,
like,
shit.
Really, I don't think we'd see her in any other season.
Yeah.
And Dina ends up leaving because of all of that. But
damn.
Yeah. So Danielle was just trying to be spiteful. I don't think she was trying to get Dina's daughter taken away, but it obviously Dina doesn't have the best choice of men. And he was really fucking pissed, and it got like way bigger than, you know, it should have.
Oh my god. Danielle
and Dina seems so understanding on the reunion. She's saying, that was the old you, you said there's a new you, like, that's all fucking bullshit, Dina, you know that,
right?
But I think she's truly like a little bit nervous,
yeah,
and she doesn't want to talk about it. She's not supposed to talk about it, but of course fucking Caroline
has to bring everything up. And
literally,
Dina's the one who's gonna fucking hear about it.
She told me not to bring it up, so I'm not gonna bring it up. But let me talk about it for the next 10 minutes, just like the fucking dead dad.
Ay, ay, ay. It's like, just shut up, Caroline. And we have many seasons of her left.
God. But she finally starts to fade away because she's so boring. They give her like less and less.
Yeah. Yeah. So that's.
But guys, that's it.
That's it.
That's Real Housewives of New Jersey, season one.
That's a wrap.
It's a fucking wrap. Anna's been shaking this ball of goodies for the past 2 hours.
Spinning it.
She is so excited.
I'm so excited.
To pick the next show. Anna and I have both put in 4 entries. Some of them might be repeats. Who knows?
Yep.
But we're going to let Anna do the honors and pick the next show we're going to do, you guys. I'm so excited. Of course, it's going to be season 1 of whatever show we pick.
Whatever it is.
I'm excited. Are yours all things you've watched before? Give me a little bit of an idea.
Two I really haven't.
Okay. What about me?
What about you? I think you've watched 2 of them that I put down.
All right. So there's 8 shows to choose from. I'm very excited.
I'm scared.
Reach your hand in the ball.
Mob Wives.
Yes!
Yes! I crossed off the Beverly Hills Housewives for that.
Oh, I'm so excited.
Yep.
Guys, if you haven't watched Mob Wives.
I started to watch this and then I stopped. So, like, the first season, I tried to get back into it.
Okay.
And then I stopped. So,
I haven't watched in years, you guys. Mob Wives, it's so funny because that's literally like the fucking ghetto Jersey Housewives.
Yeah.
It literally is. So we're going to have the same accents.
Yep. Renee.
Yo, big fucking Ange is about to be in the house. Dreeter.
I love Dreeter. All right, you guys. So you heard it here first.
I'm so excited. Where are we going to watch this? Do we have to buy it somewhere? We have to tell the people where to watch it.
I stopped watching it because I had to pay for the next episode. I think it's on Peacock.
It's on Peacock, and you guys already bought your yearly membership. Oh my god, you guys, I'm so fucking excited. And by the way, I put Mob Wives in here too, so.
Oh, you did?
Yeah, that's why I waited for you to show me whose writing it was.
It's on Paramount Plus.
You can watch Mob Wives season 1 on either YouTube Primetime subscription, Paramount Plus subscription or Amazon Prime Video premium subscription. I think Paramount is the cheapest. It's like $4.50 a month. But I feel like everyone pretty much has Paramount. So, so get fucking watching, you guys.
Get fucking watching.
I am so excited for anyone that hasn't watched. Ooh. Ooh, I love this. Look at that. Anna made a cute little ball.
I made a cute ball.
Let's lick it together.
Yeah. Let's lick it together.
Tag team this ball.
Yeah.
Anyway, so.
My cheeks are sweating.
All of my cheeks. All of my lips. And all of my cheeks.
My lips and rolls.
Please. All right. Well, we love you guys. Next week. Oh, my God. We're going to have so much fun next week.
Mob wives. Gonna watch
freaking it's gonna be wife. So hard to watch one episode at a time, but I'm going to.
But they changed the theme song. It's not the bing bing bang the reason
why
I don't know. It's something fucking totally not that. I remember when I started rewatching it, I was like, what the fuck is this?
The bing bing bang the reason I'm alive. And they're walking in, yep. And they clink their glasses, yep. And they smash, yep. Who's your favorite?
I loved Reader.
Me too.
I really do.
I feel like I might have a different...
And Big Ange.
I mean, duh. I feel like I'm going to have a different outlook looking this time. Back. Honestly, yeah. Now that I've seen all that I've seen.
Okay.
But we'll see. I don't know.
And for me, I have not watched a lot of this. So this is like totally new to me.
Oh my God.
Charlotte's about to fucking lactate. I'm so excited.
Ooh, tell your friends.
Tell your friends.
Fucking mob wife friends.
Watch it.
Yeah.
Tune in. We'll be talking about it.
Love you guys.
Love you.
Bye.
Bye.